This week's rioting in a suburb outside Paris brought back memories of the clashes across France 2 years ago. This time the fighting between police and youths of African or Arab descent lasted only 2 nights, but it was nastier. Buildings were burned and the police came under shotgun fire. Once again, the people of France are asking what starts these sudden conflicts and what do the youths want? Eleanor Beardsley visited the scene of the riots and sent this report.
As night fell Friday in the Paris suburb of Villiers-le-Bel, squads of riot police roared into town. 1,000 extra police officers now patrol the streets after dark. Violence in this largely immigrant community erupted after 2 youths were killed when their motorbike collided with a police car. Scores of officers were severely injured. One lost an eye. Residents of Villiers-le-Bel gathered earlier in the day after a prayer ceremony for the 2 dead boys. While people condemn the violence, they say they're not surprised by it. Town council member Silva Ramsabi says places like Villiers-le-Bel are powder kegs waiting to explode.
Les jeunes qui n'ont pas de travail.
There's unemployment, not enough housing, and the kids are trapped here with too many police controls, he says. And when they go to Paris to look for work, they run into racism. These are ingredients for a disaster. But French President Nicolas Sarkozy disagrees. He gave his assessment of the situation while speaking to police officers Thursday.
What happened in Villiers-le-Bel has nothing to do with the social crisis. It's about a thugocracy. If we allow little hoodlums to go unpunished and become heroes in their neighborhoods, that's an insult to their future and to the French Republic.
Sarkozy's opponents blame clashes like that at Villiers-le-Bel on his anti-crime policies. They say Sarkozy's get-tough instruction to the riot squads has replaced earlier initiatives aimed at improving relations between police and the community. In the street where the collision took place, a memorial has sprung up with pictures of the 2 dead teenagers surrounded by letters from their friends. 15-year-old Abdel Latrache was their classmate. He crumples up a wrapper from the flowers he has just placed on the memorial. Latrache and the others gathered here said the deaths were no accident. The police car ran into them on purpose. It was just pure hatred, he says. The police should be punished, but they won't be because they were just Arab and black kids, and they're probably glad to be rid of 2 more of them. Sarkozy has ordered an investigation into the incident, but stories that the police abandoned the dying youths are taken as fact by this group. Their attitude is not surprising, says Luc Bronner, who covers the suburbs for the newspaper Le Monde. Bronner says the relationship between police and young people in neighborhoods like this has degenerated over the last 2 years.
There's a small radical group of young people ready to wreak total havoc on the police. And at the same time, some of the police behavior is at the limit of what is acceptable. So the two sides are hardening against each other.
Bronner says he's pessimistic much can be done to improve the deteriorating relations between the youths and police. Even if community policing was restored now, he says, it's probably already too late. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Villiers-le-Bel, France.